Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And joining me is Dr. John Kane, Chair of Surgical Oncology at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Dr. Kane, thanks for joining us this morning. Want to touch on this because seemingly every doctor I've talked to over the past few days has stressed this without me even bringing it up, the importance of mask use. After some, you know, mixed messages in the beginning, it's recommended for anyone out in public now. Why is mask use so important?
Well, thank you very much for having me. I think the masks come in two categories. You'll hear about the N95 masks, the respirators, and the PAPRs, the powered air purifying devices. Those are really for high-risk situations. Those are what we're using in the operating room. That's what anesthesia is using. The more traditional paper masks or the masks that people are making at home are probably not going to filter every viral particle, but they're very good at preventing large droplet transmission. So if you cough or sneeze, if somebody else coughs or sneezes, it's very unlikely that you're going to get a large amount of aerosolized virus and droplet particles. So I would say it's not going to make you safe if you come in contact with somebody very closely that's infected, but it's probably just good public health policy. I wear a mask to and from work when I'm rounding in the hospital and even when I go to the grocery store once a week.
What are you advising for your patients, specifically talking about the cancer patients at Roswell Park? What are you advising them to do when it comes to going out in public? We know obviously the best is stay home, but sometimes going out in public is unavoidable. What are you telling them?
So especially for the surgical patients, you could imagine if you developed a COVID-19 infection postoperatively, it could compromise your recovery if you ended up on a ventilator or just even having respiratory problems. So for all of the patients that we have scheduled for surgery, if at all possible, and some of them have essential jobs or things that they need to do, we're asking them really to try to self-quarantine for up to 2 weeks before their surgery, minimize contact with other people. If they could have groceries delivered, try to avoid any kind of non-essential travel. We really want to have them be as healthy as possible going into their operation.
Does that advice kind of go for anyone who's at risk? You know, what you tell your patients when it comes to a surgery, anyone at risk would kind of be wanting to follow some of those similar guidelines, right?
Absolutely. Even the patients that are scheduled for chemotherapy, if somebody has an upcoming bone marrow transplant, even just some radiologic procedures. What's very important is I would say that, you know, essentially all of the surgery that we do is essential. You've heard a lot about elective surgery lately. Some cancer surgery is truly urgent. It can only wait a week or less or something bad will happen to the patient. There are a few operations that we do that you could put off for a few months, but most of it is the patient is diagnosed with a cancer or having significant symptoms, and therefore you really can't put it off for a prolonged period of time. So if we know that's happening, we need to find ways to keep our patients safe and still give them their essential operations or their cancer treatments. And so I would say, yes, that would go for anybody with any medical condition, but certainly if they have cancer, if you could avoid exposures that could potentially lead to a COVID infection, that will optimize your cancer care.
Yeah, because you've been doing these essential surgeries throughout the pandemic, are other healthcare providers and hospitals maybe looking for advice from Roswell as elective surgeries return to the area as to how to best minimize the risk and be able to do these things in a safe environment?
I really can't answer that. I would say Roswell is very unique. Essentially, everybody here either has cancer or is at risk for cancer. And so we knew that cancer wasn't going to go away in a pandemic. There was no way for us to really completely shut down the operating room or shut down giving people chemotherapy. The real risk of their cancer sort of superseded the theoretical risk of a COVID infection. We did take a pause and shut down the OR for a period of time to make sure we had enough personal protective equipment for the staff, for everybody. We also made sure that we had enough medications. A lot of medications used for surgery are also used in the ICU for patients on ventilators, antibiotics. We have the ability to test in-house for the virus. So we've implemented a procedure where any patient being admitted for surgery or even being admitted to the hospital for any reason actually gets rapidly tested for COVID. They're tested ahead of time the day before for surgery, and that gives us one last minute opportunity if it wasn't absolutely urgent to potentially delay surgery for a couple weeks. But if they really needed it, knowing that they're COVID positive, putting them in different parts of the hospital postoperatively. So I think our situation may be a little bit different. We really couldn't shut things off even temporarily because of the acute nature of cancer.
When you mention personal protective equipment for people who work inside the hospital and the ability to test in-house, have you noticed a difference in the scarcity of those two things? A month ago, 2 months ago, we were talking about how little testing supplies and how little PPE we had in hospitals. How have you noticed that maybe increase over the course of the past couple of months?
I think that the supply chain has been very robust. I think that the industry has really stepped up. We did have a little bit of a pause for a week or so right at the beginning of the outbreak in Western New York to make sure that we had enough PPE. We ordered the PAPRs for some of the higher risk procedures, the space mask things with the filters. And very quickly, we were able to secure a stable supply of that. So that has really not been an issue at all. We're actually, all of the staff at Roswell are wearing masks throughout the day, and we're supplying patients with masks too. The staff actually come in through a separate entrance. We screen for fevers. We screen for symptoms. If they're in the clinical realm, they're given a mask. And then the patients are also being screened and their caregivers that come with them. So I really feel comfortable. We created a very secure environment here. I'm much more comfortable here than when I go shopping for groceries, to tell you the truth.
Well, that's always good to hear, and glad that that is that environment at Roswell. Dr. Kane, thanks so much for joining us. It's Dr. John Kane, Chair of Surgical Oncology at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center, talking a little bit about the scene there and how it's changed over the past couple of months.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh,